Grownups, this show is made possible by supporters like you. Please consider donating at our website, yougoask.com.
You go ask. You go.
You go.
No, you go ask.
No, you go ask.
Welcome to You Go Ask. You've got questions. We've got answers. I'm Jason.
I'm Allie, and we're both elementary teachers.
Today's question comes from Cameron in San Francisco, California.
My name is Cameron. I'm from San Francisco, California. And my question is, why do schools have recess?
Thank you, Cameron. Why do schools have recess? Recess is near and dear to my heart. I really love recess. And it's actually how I started working at our school. Before I became a classroom teacher, I was the recess coordinator. That means I help plan fun games outside. I help students solve problems. I worked with junior coaches who were our fourth and fifth grade students who would come out at recess to help me. I even made a recess comic to remind everyone why recess matters so much and to help teach some of the recess rules. I was outside all day. I played games. I made up games. I modeled a lot of what I did around an organization called Playworks. It was something that I love doing. I love being outside. I love playing games, just like the students. There's a lot of benefits to recess. I mean, there's a world where, Allie, I wish school was just recess. But I suppose we do have to do some other things like science and social studies and math and learning to read and dance. Okay, maybe we should do more than recess. But recess helps us in a variety of ways. One, helps our bodies. We get to run, we get to jump, we get to play, we get to exercise our muscles.
What about our brains?
Those are important, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like recess also helps your brain recharge so that you can focus and learn better afterwards. It kind of gives your brain a little reset.
It also helps our feelings. It helps us feel calm and happy. When we feel good, we learn better.
I also feel like, you know, recess helps us get along and make friends. So practicing your social skills and, you know, like you're practicing sharing and taking turns outside, you're learning. Recess is like where a lot of real life things happen.
And I know for me, a big emphasis has always been on play at recess. But recess is, it can just be a break from the classroom. You don't have to play. If you want to walk outside and walk around in a rock garden by yourself, or if you want to sit with a friend and talk, or if you just want to bring a book out and read, whatever you need to do to kind of clear your mind, I think that's what recess is there to do. But Allie, those are student reasons. There's also some really great reasons to have recess. Why do schools have recess? Well, teachers need them too, and not to go outside and play dodgeball.
Yeah, no, I mean, teachers also need a break, just like the students. Definitely my number one is so that I can go run to the bathroom. Because, I mean, that's the only time we're not in class. So, but I also know making copies for the next lesson or getting ready for the next day, so setting up the materials. Sometimes it's responding to emails or messages. So it's kind of like a work recess for us sometimes. But it's also nice to like go to our workroom and just chit chat with our fellow teachers.
And, you know, our breaks are a little bit different. Although sometimes I do like to go outside and play Foursquare. We need, like you said, to talk to colleagues. We need to run copies. Sometimes I just sit in my room and I'm just thinking about something else. So recess helps everybody recharge. Now, how come the whole day isn't recess, Allie? Because that would just be fun.
It would be fun. I'm also going to assume that we need to learn something like math or language arts.
Do we have to? I want to play.
I know. I can see your like brains working like we can do that outside at recess time.
Right?
Yeah, actually, now that I think about it, I'm like, maybe we should have recess all day.
Yes. Now, Allie, how can I not have a game during the recess episode? I thought about this. I'm like, no, I have to have a game. So I have a game. We're going to compete, Allie, you and I, to make the best, the greatest recess yard. We're both going to, we have our own space, and we're going to decide what is out there at recess when the students come out. We're each going to take turns picking things that we want in our recess yard. And at the end of it, we'll each have 5 things in our recess yard and students can pick which yard they want to go to and play.
Are there rules for this game?
I have some rules. Yeah, one is you got to make sure it's realistic. You can't draft a roller coaster. Okay. A roller coaster would be the absolute best thing in a recess yard, but that's just not practical. You can't just draft balls. You can't just take all the balls. Just drafting balls doesn't mean you get the basketballs, the kickballs, the baseballs. So you have to pick activities. And you can't draft people, because that would be a great thing to have in the yard, is a person like a Mr. Jason running around the yard, or Playworks coaches running around the yard. So we're just going to draft activities that you can have in your recess yard, or things. It doesn't just have to be an activity. I'll let you have first pick, and then I'll pick two, and then I'll go back to you, and we'll go back and forth until we each have five things in our recess yard. So you can have the very first pick. What is the first thing you'd put in your recess yard?
No repeats, right?
No, yeah. If you took a kickball field, for example, I can't draft the kickball field.
Yeah, that is my definite number one. It's a kickball field.
That's a good one. That's probably the number one pick. Yeah, that's the... So now I have two picks, and then it's going to come back to you. I am going to take a play structure. So I've got a slide. I've got maybe some swings, something people can climb up on, a net, and some spinny things. I'm getting a play structure. It's got the rubber mat on the bottom. It's going to be a hit. And with my second pick, I have to pick my favorite activity at the moment, which is going outside and playing Foursquare. Foursquare is my game, so I am going to take Foursquare courts.
That's a good one. I'm going to say a basketball court, because I love playing basketball. So basketball court.
So with your basketball court, you also have your kickball field, and now you can take one more thing.
Soccer field.
You got all the fields. Oh, my next pick is going to be a board game cart where students can come and play a bunch of board games. And then I'm going to choose... I think it's one of the favorite parts of our recess yard, and it's our rock garden. It's an area in a recess yard where people can walk around and just explore. You can walk on the rocks. We have logs that are cut. There's some flowers and some bushes growing there. It's a great space just to kind of unwind. There's no running in it. It's kind of a relaxing space. And if I can go even further, I'm going to add a little pond inside of it somehow.
So fancy.
Fancy rock garden. So to recap, I have a play structure, a four square court, a board game area, and a rock garden.
With a pond.
With maybe a pond if I can squeeze it in. You have your last two picks to go with your kickball field, your basketball court, and your soccer field.
I'm going to say an area where kids can draw. I know for my class right now, they're obsessed with drawing comics and making their own little comic books. So an area that's covered, because on windy or rainy days, they still need an area. But someplace where you can have like paper, color pencils, markers, whatever you need to draw.
That's a great idea. A drawing area, an arts and crafts station area.
Yeah.
I like that. You've got one more.
Last one. That's so hard. I'm going to say like a tumbling area. I know we have some kids that... love doing like cartwheels, because we have some kids that do gymnastics or dancing. I mean, that could be the same field or area, not really a field.
Okay. So with my last pick, Allie, I wanted to pick books. I really wanted to have a section out there where students can read, but I feel like my yard is missing something big. I feel like I don't have like the organized play game space. So can I just draft a field? Can I just have like an open area where people can play whatever they want to play? But I don't have bases. It's not a kickball field. I don't have soccer goals. I'm just going to take a big open area where kids can play whatever organized games they want to play or run around.
I mean, that's very broad, but yeah, you can use it for anything. So
you're allowing it. Yeah. I just want to make sure. The rules of the game are a little unclear.
You made the rules, but yes, I would say it's good.
Give us a recap. Pitch your yard. Tell us all about it.
So I have a kickball field, soccer field, basketball court, an area to do arts, crafts, drawing, and then an area where they can do like gymnastics, dancing, whatever they want kind of thing.
Kids will, you're gonna build some Olympians out there running around on your fields. My recess yard has a play structure. I've got an area where students can play Foursquare, and I have a rock garden, possibly a little pond inside of it. And I have an area where students can sit and play a bunch of board games outside. And then lastly, I have a big open field area for students to run around. I think they're both great recess yards.
I mean, why make two different yards when you can combine them all?
Wow, if we combine, we could just combine that. We'd have an amazing space. That's not how the game works, though. These are separate recess yards that students listening have to pick which one they like the best. Thank you for playing the game, Allie. And thank you to Cameron in San Francisco for their question. If you'd like to submit your own Do You Go Ask, visit our website with your grown-up at yougoask.com. You can record and upload your question right there. I almost said, and we're both elementary teachers. It's been a while.
It's been a while.
I almost said it.